Proclamation number 3677 of 5th of February, 1946. Course of a redemption period. Everything spiritual which is still apostate to me at the end of this redemption period is to cover the course of development again on the new earth in bound will, as soon as it had reached the last stage of free will on the old earth, where it could decide for or against me. But the spiritual, whose course of development is interrupted by the complete destruction of the earth's surface, continues it in new creations and thus soon reaches the lost stage of its development. I impose serving duties on it again, which it must first fulfill in bound, but then in free will, in order to redeem itself from form. Consequently, the newly formed earth is once again a school of the spirit from which the spiritual substance, which once apostatized from me, can emerge in highest maturity if only it is willing to do so. The upward development can proceed more quickly at first because the people of this earth are in love and every activity is beneficial for the spiritual's liberation. For the power that wants to prevent this is bound for a long time. The spiritual, which now embodies itself as a human being, is likewise willing to serve in love, for the frequent violent destruction of its outer form and the resulting frequent interruption of its development has caused it agony, which now determines the spiritual to escape from every form in as short a time as possible. It strives for its original state of its own accord, it strives towards me, for the creation of the new earth constantly directs the spiritual embedded as a human being mentally towards me because it is still informed of the old earth, of the time of the low before and its consequences. It is certainly easier for this spiritual being to ascend, but it had to endure far more torment before and is therefore already more purified at the beginning of its embodiment as a human being. And thus the first generations of the new earth will also reach their aim on earth. Transformation into beings of light which can unite with me forever. And this will be easier as long as people themselves make it impossible for my adversary to work through their will and their bond with me through love. For he is completely powerless towards them but immediately gains power when love subsides, that is, when love for me changes and is directed towards the kingdom, which is his. When it strives towards earthly matter again which harbors spiritual things apostate to me, then my adversary will also take action again by stirring up this wrong love and trying to turn people away from me. And again I do not force the human beings will but leave him complete freedom. The redemption of the spiritual necessitates resistance, it is to fight its way through, and the more apostate it is at the time of its banishment in the solid form, the harder its battle will be. And therefore the battle will become increasingly fiercer and my adversary's activity increasingly more successful the further time advances, because then that spiritual substance, which is initially bound in hard matter in the creations of the new earth, will also animate the earth as a human being. An infinitely long time will pass again until this battle, yet it is the irrevocable course of a developmental period that all maturing of the spiritual substance takes place quickly and almost effortlessly at first, because love for me is the driving force of its activity on earth, but that the ascent development becomes increasingly slower and more laborious the more divine love dwindles and worldly love takes its place. And that in the end Satan again has such great power over the spiritual in free will that it almost exclusively becomes apostate to me and finally has to be bound again in the solid form. My love offers it every conceivable opportunity to become free from every form during a redemption period, but its will alone is decisive. And thus a redemption period now comes to an end while a new one takes its beginning. And blessed is the spiritual being which, by giving up resistance, is already allowed to embody itself as a human being at the beginning of such a period. It will truly not be difficult for him to finally free himself, yet his will is also decisive, for he will not be forced into loving activity as a human being, but it must be his innermost motivation to serve me with love. Then the human being will redeem himself completely and remain united with me forever. Amen.